trick, 'cause it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself.
WONY Oneonta.
We're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection. A realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the ears. Past and present dissolve. Decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again. Rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G, your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WONY.
Oh, not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Don't see what I see, but every time she asks me, do I look okay? I say, when I see them all day if she'd let me. Her laugh she hates, but I think it's so sexy. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Oh, you know I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'll say, when I see
love that Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. Hiya, Johnny G along with you. Welcome to another edition of Jukebox Journey. So glad you could join me. Bad news, I found out this week that I have today and next week, and then the station will still be on the air, but I guess apparently they're doing major construction, so hopefully I'll be back next semester. Well, we'll see what happens, right? Well, today is May 6th. And it's National Nurses Day, so kudos to the nurses out there, underpaid, underappreciated. We appreciate the job you're doing, though. The Say Hey Kid was born on this day back in 1931. Would you believe that George Clooney is turning 65 years old today? Yikes. And this guy is turning 81 years old today. Happy birthday to Bob Seger.
Home. He was You don't know what I'm dealing with. You don't know. I'm the youngest of seven, and my mom lives near me, and she calls me for stuff. She called me the other day. She goes, can you give me one of those iPhone things? I go, no. She goes, why not? I go, you don't know what it is. She said, well, what? Well, I think I need it. I said, for what? She goes, well, my sister said I should get one because I've been doing some online dating. I'm like, no. I go, Mom, I don't want you online dating. You're 81. You're going to get catfished. She goes, no, I've been on 3 dates. No one's asked me to go fishing. I go, that's not what that means.
A crowd. There's There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
well, we've got our first Mother's Day request here from Kristen in Tuckahoe, don't you know? Saying happy Mother's Day to Catherine in West Oneonta with what else? It's got to be Tom Petty.
Final, the professor said, "Good morning, students. This is your final exam." And from underneath the table, he pulled up three stuffed birds. And each of them was covered with a little hood, and all you could see were the legs and the feet poking out from underneath these hoods. He said, "Now, students, looking at the legs and the feet of these three specimens, I'd like you to tell me their common names and their scientific names. That's all you have to do. You have an hour and a half to complete the exam. Begin." The class sat absolutely stunned. There are thousands of species of birds. How do you identify a bird by looking at the legs and feet? This test was given so nobody would get an A. The student who previously thought he had a shot at getting an A wrote down some names he knew probably were incorrect, went up and slammed his paper on the professor's desk and said, "Sir, that's the dumbest test I've ever taken in my life. And I want to tell you something else. You are the most boring lecturer on this campus." The professor fumbled for a pen and said, "Just 1 minute, student, what was your name?" The student thought for a second, pulled up his pant leg, showed his hairy leg, and said, "Why don't you tell me?"
You Try to chase me, but here's my number. So call me, maybe.
don't know if by chance you ever saw that video on YouTube of the, I think it was in the mid-2000s, the Olympic swim team, and they did a video with that song. Pretty cool. So if you do get a chance, check it out. Hey, right now, shout out to Kevin up in Syracuse. Wants to take us back to 1983.
Smile.
Players and Fire here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G along with you. This is Jukebox Journey. Hope you're having a good day today. So you ever see something on social media and say to yourself, is this really true? I think a lot of times I see a TV show that's coming back and you're like, okay, you know that show is not coming back. And last night I was going through social media and I'm like, is this really true? Yeah, it's true. Squeeze is going to be on tour August and September. And also on the stage, separately though, Adam Ant and Haircut 100. So good to see. Two of the original members will be back with Squeeze. I know they're playing up in Fenway Park and also Radio City Music Hall. So good to see Squeeze back on the road.
Yeah.
Edmonds here on the Jukebox Journey, slipping away on a Wednesday afternoon. Johnny G along with you. Well, if you're a Yankee fan from probably my generation, even a Met fan too, two names that you'll know. Bob Shepard, who was the longtime PA announcer for the New York Yankees, passed away in 2010. And then there's John Sterling, the longtime radio announcer for the New York Yankees. He just passed away Monday morning, 87 years old, but this guy knew from the age of 6 years old that he wanted to broadcast baseball games, and he had a dream come true. What an incredible career. From 1989 to 2019, he broadcast 5,060 consecutive Yankee games. I don't think I've ever done anything like that consecutively. But the thing about John Sterling was the names that he came up with, the players, and he was just so into it. So I just want to take a moment to remember John Sterling.
Stepping up to the microphone is the voice of the New York Yankees. Here is John Sterling.
Well, Susan, I thank you. And once again, good afternoon, everyone.
Swung on it. Hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Burn, baby, burn. A thriller by Godzilla. A Bambino. The Giambino. Hello, and don't you know, boys, positively swish-alicious. Hell, copy time. Let the Gordy party begin. It's an A-bomb from A-Rod. The most happy fella. Talk man. The sock man. Swung on. There it goes. Deep left, it is high. That is far. It is gone. Number 62. Guy Green. That's 602 career saves.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful I see skies are blue and clouds are white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. Saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh,
Robinson here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G in with you. And if you're home right now, you might want to grab the hairbrush for a little in-home karaoke. Catherine.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, when I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. and wrote us all the way to New Orleans. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Nothing. And feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, yeah, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the whole world. One day of near Selena Snow, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. Body next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But feeling good was easy, loud when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. La 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 la
side. Ride, ride. hitching a ride. Ride, 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 hitching a ride.
Long distance call I got today. She sounded lonely, so I'm on my way.
Hitching a ride, hitching a ride. Gotta get me home, keep her satisfied.
Summer of 1970, that is Vanity Fair, Hitching a Ride at WONY Oneonta. Well, it was on this day back in 1997 that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony was held in Cleveland for the first time. Inducted on that night, the Bee Gees, Jackson 5, Joni Mitchell, Young Rascals, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And actually, this past Monday was the 56th anniversary of the shooting at Kent State,